Time now on our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers. Jim, I listened to your postgame last Saturday night with Kel, and your frustration for not being rewarded for good play was pretty evident. If you had to guess what percentage of time you've spent this week being a coach and what percentage you've been a psychologist this week.
You know, the group's been great. You know, we actually had a really good week of practice. You know, it's been gave Monday off just to kind of – It was obviously an emotional weekend in terms of just playing as well as we did, and then to come up with nothing was frustrating for all of us. So I thought, you know, let's just take the day, gave an optional skate, and had some really good practice week. So you know, it's you know we know where we're at, we know what's ahead of us, but you know what, our belief is that we're going to have a comeback of the ages, and it's going to start at some point, and why not this weekend.
It's a testament to a team to still have fun coming to the rink and still having productive practices when you've had the record you have, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. You know, but I credit them. I credit the group. Just a wonderful group of young women that they enjoy each other's company. They like to have fun, and that's one thing I think we try to do as a staff. Is you know, hockey's a fun game. You're always at your best when you're having fun. And there's no sense walking around moping. And you know what? We're all fortunate where we're at, so let's enjoy it and do the best we can.
For lack of a better term, who is your best rah-rah type person in the locker room?
You know what? I think there's a group of them. You know, I think you know each class has their characters in it. You know, I think you know Missy's a great captain. To us, she's really quiet, but I think in that group, she's not. I just get a kick out of her because every time I see her, she's singing. And you know what? I think that attitude that the group has has been tremendous. And you know, our freshman group, same thing. They just have a lot of fun. Come to the rink with smiles on their faces, and you know, that's really important.
There aren't too many teams in college hockey that say they're scoring enough goals. How can you generate more chances, though, and hopefully the goals will come?
Yeah, you know what, we generated a lot of really quality chances last weekend at Schulze. That was the thing that kind of added to the frustrations, the chances we had on particularly on that Saturday. Just we're talking grade A's, and you know, just to come up with nothing was tough. But I could tell the group we're getting the chances. That's the main thing. And when you're not getting chances, that's a struggle. So again, yeah, you got to work hard to manufacture goals. I mean, that's just the state of women's hockey. You've got to possess the puck. You've got to get all five players involved. You know, a rush goal is great, but you know what, we're gonna have more success when we get pucks in the zone and we can keep it in the zone and possess it and throw pucks at the net, create chaos, see if we can find some rebounds. Maybe you get a bouncer here, bouncer two here, there. You know, that's what we haven't had. We haven't had that puck hit a stick and hit a post and go in. It just seems like everything's hitting the post and going out. So we just keep saying our turn's coming.
At number two, Minnesota, home to number four, Ohio State. At number one, Wisconsin is about as brutal of a stretch as I can imagine. Have you stressed to the team one day at a time, or have you looked a little big picture with this stretch with them?
Yeah, no, I think it's important. It's one day at a time. You know, we kind of kid it's the Big Ten gauntlet that we're in the middle of right now. But, you know, everybody in our league, you know, outside of those three are playing the same schedule, you know, so we just happen to get the three of them back to back to back. But it's really, really important. You just take it one at a time. And our focus has been all this whole week has been on today's game.
More with Coach Scanlon when we return. Our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Jim Scanlon. Light week in the WCHA with the Four Nations Cup. Suppose it's too much to ask to have all of Ohio State's best players be gone this week?
Yeah, I was kind of, as the process went along, I was hoping maybe a couple of them would go, but not to be. They're all here, which is just fine because, you know, you got to beat them at some point, and if they're all here, it's even better.
What are they doing best right now?
You know what? They're just playing really, really solid hockey. They've got a freshman goalie that stepped in, and she's doing very, very well. Obviously, you look at their forward core; it's probably as talented as anybody in our league. Maltus is leading the league in scoring. Skaggs is she had a tremendous freshman year, and she's already picked up kind of where she left off. Fields having a really good year. But I think the key for them is their defensive core. They have six defensemen that all get up and down the ice, you know, led by Jincy Dunn and Boyle. They both skate so well. They handle the puck really well. They can put a lot of pressure on you from the back end. So they're just a very talented team. And Coach Muzzerell's done a really nice job of instilling her culture. And they were a Final Four team last year, and they believe they can do the same thing this year.
Is there an area that they are a little vulnerable or not?
Well, I don't know if they're as talented as obviously in goal as they were last year with Sove. I mean, she was an All-American. So now they're playing somebody that doesn't have the experience. But it seems like every team we've run into, their goaltending has been outstanding. So, yeah, we just got to go out and play our game. I think if there's anything, maybe they tend to cheat to the offense a little bit because they are so offensively gifted. And sometimes when teams do that, you can catch them and counter.
It's a fun time around campus right now with the soccer program hosting the NCAAs. Your daughter played soccer here. You know Coach Stone very well. How happy are you for him and his program?
Oh, just tremendously excited. Obviously, it's year two now that they've advanced the NCAA, but to be able to host, I mean, that's just tremendous. They just had an incredible year, going the entire year undefeated. Conference champs for the first time ever. Jim's just a great guy. And he probably had, as far as my daughter Bree, she just had a wonderful experience. And he and his wife had a big influence on her. So it's just really neat to see he and his staff and that team rewarded for the type of year they had. And obviously, unfortunately, the weather hasn't quite cooperated. But it's really neat that they're able to host an NCAA tournament here.
Best of luck today.
Thanks, Schulte.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.